Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lang.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babe?
I am just fine. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good.
You
just
are?
Saying before, wasn't I? I'm definitely having a week of eating. I think it's
fine.
Winter's approaching.
You're like a little squirrel.
I'm absolutely a squirrel.
Stuffed full of nuts.
But instead of stuffed full of nuts, I wouldn't mind. But it's stuffed full of chicken balls, Stephen. as you do. But
delicious.
Yeah, sometimes it just has to be done. I'm very much like that. I feel like I'm connected to weathers when there's full moons and things like that. So I'm blaming it on that. Plus, I am training quite hard at the minute. So it could possibly be that, but I think it's more gluttony.
I mean, it could be both. You know, you are, if when you're eating, when you're, training more, then you probably do want to eat more, don't you? I would have thought.
Definitely.
Or you're just using it as an excuse.
Using it as an excuse, Stephen, I think, yeah, it makes you hungry, but when you're actually ordering more dishes than you're actually going to eat that night, so you've got breakfast the next day, and you're ordering up a separate special fried rice and Hong Kong style sweet and sour chicken, which was incredible. But yeah, enough about my weekly diet. How's your week been?
Yeah, it's been all right. I went rowing on the weekend, and I bought Sophie Ellis Bex's autobiography, which I'd been reading, and loads of little bits and bobs like that. I went to a little party on Saturday night, which went on a bit too late.
A bit messy,
could say that. It wasn't fully recovered even by Monday, but that's fine.
Sign of a good night.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Well, you don't think that on Sunday, but, you know,
no.
looking back, all good. So just bits and bobs, normal life, really, I guess. Just getting
on with things. Sophie's book, I used to love a bit of SEB.
It's quite interesting. It's a lot of, I'm a huge fan. I love her. And I'm still at like a childhood stage at the minute. So like when she was selling Blue Peter badges of her mum's in the school playground and,
entrepreneurial.
Very entrepreneurial. She would do anything for a buck, basically. so she was selling them for 50p or a pound at a time.
That's a class school to go to. The kids at my school were selling like Astro belts and pick a mix. Do you remember like flying saucers?
Oh, yeah.
People used to sell that. Yeah, there weren't no Blue Peter badges. I used to want a badge so bad. I should have gone to school with Sophie Ellis Bex. I could have bought one.
Yeah, you could have bought one for 50p, babe. You probably could on eBay now if you really wanted one. but probably a bit beyond it, I would imagine now. But yeah, it's this good little read. Although I do find, I haven't been much of a reader since the pandemic began, really. And I do find it quite hard to concentrate for like any length of time. Sit and like actually like dedicate the time and not like pick up my phone or make a cup of tea or don't know. My hands just constantly like I need to just be doing this all the time on my phone.
It's the tech generation we live in now, because that was going to be my New Year's resolution. He says at the end of October, still hasn't picked up the book. So I wanted to read more, but I had got, during the lockdown, I downloaded a couple of audio books. And that's kind of nice. Like when I was doing like massive clear outs, or if you're doing bits and bobs cooking, it was kind of nice to have in the background that because you can multitask, you feel like you're doing more. Whereas I've realised the only time I read a book is if I'm laying around a pool on a sun lounger, which I haven't done for, well, many years, like a lot of people, because of COVID. So I think that's why I've not read a book.
Well, no rush. The books will still be there when you are next lying around by the by the sun lounger. And I'm sure it will happen eventually. I'm sure you'll have some bit of winter sun maybe or something early next year.
Possibly might try and go away. Definitely we'll in the new year for sure. But there is something nice going away just for a couple of days.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd like to do the same myself. But then I have been away this year, so I can't really complain too much. I did manage to get away to Malta for a little while.
Let's do a bit of showbiz news. It's busy old week for showbiz, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has been. Has there been any showbiz stories that have caught your eye? Because I have to say, it's been, yeah, like you said, a busy one.
A lot's caught my eye. You know what I'm like. I do love a bit of showbiz news and gossip. But obviously, but coming off the back of last week, we were speaking about Little Mix and the kind of fallout. obviously there's rumours that there's going to be an alleged announcement that the band's breaking up.
That, yeah, Little Mix are over. I don't know, I was a bit surprised when I first read it. And then the more I've sort of looked around, I'm a bit like, oh, maybe it's not that much of a surprise. Like, Leanne had her 30th birthday this week and neither Jay nor Perry turned up.
What are you reading into that?
Well, it seems a bit odd to me. I get that they all have separate lives, obviously, and they maybe they live far apart or I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But after all these like testing couple of weeks, it seems a bit weird to me. They may have been there and not pictured, actually, to be fair. But I certainly couldn't see them. I don't know. I'll be very sad to see them go leave the pop scene because I like their music. But maybe they've decided that it might be time to call it quits. They've been together 10 years.
Do you think this was always in the pipeline, or has the last week or two, do you think, really just made them think, you know, let's just go our separate ways?
It's a really good question. I would sense that something like this would have had a bit more forethought than just the last couple of weeks. And, you know, they've got a very strong management team around them and all that sort of stuff. So if they do want to take a break for whatever reason, then it will have taken a little bit of planning. Mm. I don't know. Will you miss them? I imagine you would.
Yeah, definitely. And but I'm not surprised. I mean, obviously, this is still all alleged, but yeah. I'm not surprised. Obviously, we've got the Little Mix babies now, which are still very, very young. I just think with everything, and we're seeing the girls going on, and a lot of them are doing bits and bobs, and you're seeing what they like as individuals, and you can kind of see, I think, what they want to focus on and what means something to them. I certainly don't think it's the last we've seen of them. Mm. And I think they're still obviously going to do their big tour. But yeah, maybe, who knows, in 10 years we'll have, like we did with Girls Aloud, that they'll get back together. Maybe Jesse will come along then. Maybe bridges will be built by then.
Who knows? It seems pretty ropey between them all, doesn't it? I wouldn't count on that happening. Although most of the time I think, when it comes down to it, if there's money involved, they might be encouraged.
The cold hard cash on a Friday night once they turn up at the O2 might help.
Yeah, exactly. So if they think they could sell out a couple of venues, sell out, you know, the Manchester Arena or Stadium of Light in Newcastle, thing, then maybe they'll change their minds.
That's if the current band might want to go back to the original lineup, or because sometimes people like to think that they're like, once you're out. If we come back, we're doing it as us.
Yeah, possibly. And obviously, Jesse has upset a lot of people with stuff in the last couple of weeks. So I guess it's remains to be seen. And actually, interestingly, her single did. So it went in at number 4, but it's dropped quite rapidly to number 19 in just its second week. So it may have had a big initial impact, but it seems to be plummeting down the charts.
And I think, like we predicted last week, I think social media, what we're seeing, especially with fans of the band that have grown up and loved them as a band for the last 10 years, it almost puts you as a fan in a situation when there is a rift like that. And it's one thing someone leaving if things are still amicable and like there's none of this she said kind of thing. Mm. But when it becomes such almost a public spat and there's digs being thrown about, people almost have to start taking sides, I think, as fans.
Yeah. And they do, naturally, yeah.
Yeah. So, watch this space. I don't know how it's been leaked, or as we say, we don't even know it's true, but I certainly wouldn't be shocked if it is, though.
Yeah, well, it's rumoured to be November, so I'm sure we'll have that to talk about then when it happens. There has also been, though, in slightly happier news, and I've become a bit obsessed with it, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker getting engaged. Now, they're not really two people I normally care about too much, but there's something about them that together that I'm just kind of obsessed with.
So you know me, I love a Kardashian.
Yeah.
And was very gutted when the show ended. And again, it's just typical and sod's law that the most drama in their lives in the last few years seems to be happening now the show isn't on.
Yeah.
whether that's planned or not, I don't know. But we've seen quite a lot happening post show ending. Mm-hmm. But yeah, obviously they've been dating for a little while. But I think
not that long though. It's less than a year.
Less than a year, yeah. But you know what it's like on social media when you start seeing people, and yeah, it feels longer than it was. It feels longer than a year for me. But I think for anyone that's an old school Kardashian fan, obviously, I think a lot of people still held out hope that her and Scott might get back together. And there was always rumours if she ever had another child, would she want it to be Scott's again? Obviously, he's gone on to have several relationships after her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, here we are, like I say, less than a year later. But the family seem to be supporting. I see Chloe, Chris, they're all putting out their Instagram appreciation posts.
Yeah, they've already had a party, haven't they, for her, I think. But then, I don't know if you saw the pictures of the actual proposal, which was, I mean, Kardashians are obviously known for over-the-top gestures, but they had two personal photographers, a sea of red roses and candles on a beach in California. And you think, sometimes... Don't you just want a little private moment to yourself? surely, even the Kardashians quite like to do some things privately. Or do you think it's all about the gram, essentially?
I guess, in a way, that probably feels a lot less low-key than it would have been if they were still on a show, because they would have had a camera crew filming it.
True.
So there would have been that side of it. So to them, that probably feels like a right low-key affair. But yeah, I think the Kardashians don't do things by halves. And you know what they say, if it ain't on the ground, did it happen? And I think a lot of them and would probably admit themselves that the success of what a lot of them have achieved in their businesses has been social media.
So I'm
not surprised that we do see all these, right? Because I think with all the sisters that you kind of see, I remember Kylie, I think it was one Father's Day, did a video on social media. And I mean, all I'm saying is I'd love to be the florist in Calabasas.
They are just breaking it in.
The coins are coming in, engagement, Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday. And there's so many, and there must be a birthday every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, yeah, that's not a bad little business idea for Dragon's Den, a florist in Calabasas.
Yeah, that's actually a really good shout, Bob. I think, to be honest, you may have yourself a business plan.
Let's do it.
Let's get to Calabasas. Well, we have some exciting guests today. You did a little pre-record interview, didn't you, with Spencer Matthews?
Yeah, I did. We had a lovely little chat with Spencer. So we're going to play him at the end of the show.
Yeah, great. And then we have Alexis from Married at First Sight UK, who had a bit of a bump penny on the show. We can talk to her about that. And then we also have Dino Bailey, formerly of IBT Weekender, and then ex now doing Celeb X in the City to talk with. So should be a great show. And then we'll play Spencer out at the end. So for now, shall we get Alexis in?
Let's do it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, babe. How are you, my
How
love?
Are you guys? I'm good. Excited to talk to you.
We're so glad to have you on. I've got right light envy.
It's really bright though, isn't it? Shall I turn it down a bit? Is that
no,
better?
I'm living for it.
You look glowing, babe. Love it. You look glowing.
Thank you.
What have you been up to? Keep busy, girl.
What haven't I been up to since the show? Honestly, it's just been crazy. I'm very, very grateful. It's all go at the moment.
I think it's pretty safe to say that you had a bit of a bumpy ride on Married at First Sight.
I definitely did.
Explain a bit to anyone that doesn't know what happened, and then also kind of what you were expecting?
Yeah, so I went onto the show, married a stranger. I honestly thought I was going to find the love of my life. Call me naive, but that's naive. What I generally thought. Yeah, naive, like... I got put... that definitely wasn't my match, and I definitely wasn't his match, Jordan. Mm-hmm. And then I left the process and I came back with Ant, which I actually really fancied at the time. And yeah, unfortunately, it just didn't progress romantically. I think we was just more of a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Ant's side, it was more of a friendship.
So the first guy they'd matched you with, did you know early doors he wasn't a bit of you?
Yeah, I think when we got to the honeymoon and he expressed to me I wasn't his type, I think I just shut down instantly because I was like, I couldn't be any more different than his type.
Mm.
And yeah, I felt like he shut down because of that, and it ultimately I shut down. And we just didn't know how to communicate with each other.
Well, it's a shit start to an honeymoon, isn't it? When you know that you're not, do you know what I mean? From the off, you're kind of like, right, well, this is
yeah,
where
we were there 5 minutes
on the table. Yeah.
Literally just had our first bloody drink. And it was like, dun, dun, dun.
But what made you want to do it in the first place? Because it hasn't had the best success rate, has it, the show?
Exactly. I'll be really honest with you. Prior to the show, I was doing the whole celibacy thing. Mm-hmm. So I took time out for myself. I was working on my self-healing process. I think I was just really trying to get to know me again because I'd always been in relationships. And it was the first time in like 2 years that I'd actually been on my own. So I was on my little self-healing journey. And then when the show came up, I thought, do you know what? This might be the reason why I've been celibate. And why I haven't been dating, because ultimately, maybe my perfect man, my happily ever after, is waiting at the end of the aisle. That's what I generally thought. And I feel like I'm naive. Now I look back, yes, I'm very naive, but that's how I felt at the time.
Some say naive, some say romantic, because I kind of like to think, do you know what, you was hoping that the fairy tale was out there. And the thing is, on these kind of shows, when you've got dating gurus and experts, you kind of hope you're giving them like your life and your potential relationship in their hands. You want someone to almost go, right, here's Mr. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And you think because they obviously the experts have experience and we do a lot of like tests and stuff, you do think, do you know what, this could work. This could really work in my favour.
But it definitely didn't in these examples, did it?
It definitely didn't. No, it definitely didn't. And I think that's what I found harder than anything, the disappointment.
That must be quite, if you were just expecting to come out of it and sort of, find, the love of your life potentially, and then you just come out feeling sort of upset and disappointed. Were you a bit heartbroken by the end of it?
I wouldn't say heartbroken because I wasn't in love with anyone, but I definitely felt defeated. I feel like the process definitely defeated me to a certain degree, and I just had to pick myself up and try again.
Did it ruin your self-confidence a bit?
During the show, yeah. During the process, I did feel shit, and I felt like every day I had to get up, look good, feel good, and go again. And it was hard. It was hard trying to keep up a happy persona when deep down I was questioning everything. Mm. I was like, am I good enough? You know, like, am I a good person? Do I have a good heart? Because for me, it's not just about the looks.
Yeah,
it runs a lot deeper than that. Mm. And if no one could see, you know, that besides the looks, I was a good person. I think you do question yourself a little bit.
And what's the deal now? Because there's been some pictures of you out and about with a certain Ben Jardine, who's obviously well known from the show. What's the deal there? Is that something we should be keeping an eye on?
There's no deal there.
Care to explain a bit further? Yeah. You're just friends?
Yes, me and Ben are just friends. It was a very messy night.
So there's no potential there with you and Ben at all?
No, Ben's a great guy, but yeah, definitely not my kind of guy.
So what would you say is your type after all this? Has it kind of made you rethink it? Are you single at the moment?
I am still single, yeah. I haven't even been on a date yet. I'm getting lots of offers, but I'm really scared of the internet. You just never know who people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't actually have a physical type. I'd say the only thing all my exes have in common is they're all dark-skinned guys. But other than that, like, they're not all the same build. They don't all look the same. I also have dated females. So for me, it's a vibe. I don't really have a type. It's who I vibe with, who I connect with. It's an energy. It's not a physical thing or a looks thing for me. It's definitely more of a vibe.
So you definitely wouldn't rule out a relationship with a woman then moving forward?
No, I've dated women. Yeah. Well, I have been in a serious relationship with a woman in my past, yeah. And I did speak about it on the show, but it never aired.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Do you think they did that on purpose or just trying to cut it out for space? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of things that we did record that probably didn't make the cut due to timing.
Interesting.
Since being on the show, what are the DMs saying, babe? People sliding right into them.
Some people really need to come better with their game, honestly. Come on, guys, step it up.
what kind of things are they saying?
Some of them are really nice, don't get me wrong. Paragraphs, you know, presenting themselves, what they do, what they can do for me, which I appreciate. But some of them are wild. I don't need any more dick pics, guys. Okay.
Is the DMs flooded with the dick pics?
Yeah. Few.
But I think it's actually, because some people get quite, I mean, and you know, it's an individual thing, isn't it? Some people are quite upset if they receive those kind of things. Do you not feel like that? Are you just like, whatever, get over
it? I'm such a down-to-earth girl. Come on, who don't like a bit of sex? Come on, we all like sex. We can't deny that. So yeah, I just think it's a bit of banter, to be honest. I don't get offended.
And you had any blue ticks going into the DMs? Not necessarily blue tick dick, but just blue tick going in.
Blue tick dick. That's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
I have had a few, yeah. But yeah. I just think they're on the game, playing the game.
Are they kind of people that are known for sort of playing the game?
Yeah. You know, trying to hold on to something.
Interesting.
No names.
Yeah, all right.
You could tell us if you want to tell us a couple of names.
So what are you kind of hoping from next, now that the show's over, you're a single girl, it could be a male or a female or whatever, like in your future, what are you hoping to do with your career? What's next?
So dating life, I'm open, I'm free, I'm single, I'm definitely ready to mingle, but I am looking for something serious. I feel like the whole point of me being celibate prior was to find something edible and for the long term. So yeah, I'm definitely still looking for that. And in terms of career, there's a lot going on. There's a lot in the pipelines, a lot that I can't speak about right now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's all very exciting and it's stuff that I've always wanted to do.
Are you hoping to do more TV?
I would like to do more TV stuff. I'm not sure about a dating show again, but I've always wanted to get into the presenting world and, you know, yeah. Stay tuned.
Okay. what about any more music? Because you were actually on Britain's Got Talent, weren't you?
Yeah, I did do Britain's Got Talent quite a few years ago. I've sung my whole life. It's never left me. I don't really do it professionally anymore, but there has been a lot of talk prior to maths about me redoing some things. And yeah, I never say never. I always just go with how I feel at that time and what feels right. So yeah, it's definitely not a rule out.
So it's a watch this space.
Watch this space, baby.
It must be quite, were you kind of just working before you did the show, or have you gone back to that, or?
Yeah, so prior to the show, I was a live stream broadcaster. So it's like online gaming and you talk to loads of fans like all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that. And I've been in the industry doing like modeling for 10 years now. So I do like acting and music videos. I've done a lot of web series. I do a lot of extra work. So yeah, it's stuff that I was already doing before maths that I'm still doing now.
And would you, if you were given the opportunity, would you do the show again, or would you recommend other people do it again, or not for you?
I definitely would recommend other people to do the show because not everyone has the same outcome as me. Like Adam and Taylor were proof, Matt and Dan are proof that it does work.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I was to get asked to go back, I think I would really have to think about it. It would be, it wouldn't be an easy yes decision. Let's say that much.
I think maybe give it another go when it comes back.
But we need, this time, we would need love.
This is true. Third time lucky, babes.
Yeah, we couldn't have any mistakes.
Honestly, I think you're a brave woman. I would be terrified doing a show like that. And you went through it on TV, you know, that having someone say the kind of things that most people would, oh God, I just couldn't imagine. But you bounce back and I think people probably quite like that about you.
Yeah, it was very out of my comfort zone. Prior to the show, I was very like a private person. Although I was in the industry, I was quite like, you never knew who I was dating or I wouldn't ever post. So when the opportunity came, I thought, do you know what? Maybe this is an opportunity to show people who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like prior to the show, I showed much of my personality.
Because
it's always that, you know, the internet's quite a funny place. You can say something and someone might be offended. You can upset someone. You can get backlash. It's, you know, it's very hit and miss sometimes. I feel like because of that, I was quite quiet. And now I don't have a choice but to be me. And I'm totally owning it. And I'm just like, do you know what? I'm a bit like Marmite. You either love me or you hate me. And either one, I don't mind. It's fine.
You've got to own it, babes. And you absolutely own it. Oh,
You have to own it. I always say to people, I'm not perfect. You know, I watched it back and I was like, fucking hell, Alex, you could have calmed down a little bit. But it's how you feel in the moment. And I literally, what you saw is me. In real life, I'll argue 5 minutes with someone and I'll be, you know, frustrated and passionate. And then 5 minutes later, I'm fine. And I'm like, let's just lay it under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So what you saw was me. And I, do you know what? I walked away with my head held high because of that. If I would have watched it back and been like, do you know what? That wasn't really me, or I was quite dim. I think I would have regretted that more than just being myself.
Well, well done for that. And you deserve all the praise. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Alexis.
Thank you guys for having me. I've loved it.
Good luck with whatever you do next.
Thank you so much. Bye, speak to you guys soon. Take care.
Bye. What a bubbly character for all she went through on the show.
Oh, I know. Bless her.
I think it's brave, though.
It takes some balls to do that show, honestly.
Mm. I just can't imagine seeing someone down the aisle and then just like not, and then just thinking that that's the person I'm about to marry. I mean, I know it's not technically proper marriage straight away, but I don't know. It takes a lot of balls, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, even when I've done shows in the past, which I mean, nowhere near on this scale, but I remember being terrified going on blind dates, thinking, oh, what if I don't like him? What if the conversation's not there or it's dry? That's a date, do you know what I mean? You've just got to have a steak. Or
just a drink.
Or a drink. But to think, well, we're potentially going to get married and we're going on honeymoon. And then, like she said, to know 5 minutes into the honeymoon that they weren't feeling it.
Oh, God. I'm not good with rejection at the best of times. So no. I think for her to do that is quite something.
Yeah, shit. Get the boarding pass back to the airport. Let's go home now.
Well, after you've done your tests and all that. well, we have our second guest, Dino Bailey, ready to come in, so let's get him in and have a chat.
Perfect.
Hello. We can't hear you.
Why?
Oh, there you are.
We can now.
You're there. How are you doing?
I'm very good. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you so much for coming on the show this evening.
No worries. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. How you been keeping?
I've been keeping really good. Well, I've been out a lot lately, so I've been hungover a lot lately. So I'm, but I've been very well, very good.
Making the most of being allowed out after all the 54 lockdowns.
Exactly. Do you know what? That's what it is, though, to be honest. Like, it's just, it feels so nice to go to a bar and not have to book a table and just go out and have a spontaneous night out as normal.
Exactly. Well, obviously, got to ask you, you're doing X in the City.
Yes.
How did you find it?
I, do you know what? I really enjoyed it because I've never been on a blind date before. Like, and I mean, literally a blind date where you know nothing about them. Like, normally, obviously, you've maybe DM'd on Instagram or you know of them from around town. But this was like a blind date where I didn't even know anything about them. And that's
Explain a bit about how the show works.
So we go on a blind date with someone, obviously, we'd never met before. And while we're having dinner with them, one of our exes turns up, and then you have dinner with both of them, which I find very funny. Like, I enjoyed it because I think like entertaining two people at once while eating dinner is very nice. And I fancied the waitress as well, so I had like
so we had three potentials going on. So I want to ask you before your ex walks in, because I did the show, but a lot of people were saying to me, who else is doing it? But because it was filmed still during the strange times of COVID and everything, I didn't really see anyone else. I think we all did different days, or we was in and we was out. So I generally had no idea. But I think people thought I was being all secret squirrel, not saying what other celebs had done it. And I was like, I generally couldn't tell you. I want to ask you, so before the ex walks in, how was your initial blind date? Was there chemistry there? Did you fancy her?
Yeah, do you know what? Original blind date, like with her, we were getting on really well, and I said to them, I don't know how you found her, but it's literally like you've made her in a lab for me. Like, I must have told them what my perfect girl was, and they literally found her. So it was very interesting.
So that was going all lovely. Then at the corner of your eye, you see the door swings open and the ex walks in. Who was the ex?
Well, see, I don't know how much I can reveal, but
everything.
You know I can't as well. I'll just say my first ex that walked in was, I couldn't even call it a proper ex, and that's what made it a bit awkward, because I feel like she felt things a bit deeper than what I did.
Or do you think she like oversold it to the producers? She was like, yeah we were together, it was the real deal.
I think, but at the same time, she might have actually thought that, do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Sometimes that can happen. Like, you think it's just like a casual fling when you haven't realised they've felt that deep. Like, whereas to you, it's just like a nice little cuddle and that. Do you know what I mean? But to them, it was like potential husband material. But yeah, that made it quite interesting. And then I had another ex turn up after that. So
no, you had two turn up.
Yeah, two turned up. And the last one was like, that was like proper, do you know, when you probably feel it. My chest hurt. My heart was aching.
And how would things been left with this second ex? Well, we say the second ex, but the one you consider to be an ex. So when the relationship broke up, was it on good terms? Did you keep in contact with her? When did you last see her? Give us the tea here, babe.
Yeah, so we had been on and off for 4 years, and we hadn't spoke for 6 months, I reckon. So it was a long time. I did not have a clue she would come on the show, to be honest. She'd always said she'd never do something like that. And I think this was like her way of like last chance saloon. So yeah, I was very shocked. And especially I was shocked because I had already had an ex turn up. So I was like, yeah, that was me done.
You're like, job done. Yeah, I was, gosh.
That was nice and easy. Nothing too real. And then bang, she walked in and I was like, oh, wow.
So who ended the relationship, you or her?
It was more mutual. It would, like, one time I would end it, next time she would end it. And at the end, we both just said, this is too toxic. Although we love each other, like, we can't do this anymore. And then we just went no contact for 6 months. And then X in the City happens.
Yeah. Cue the cameras and the producers.
But do you think in the end it was worth doing? Even just
I loved it. I loved it. I honestly loved it. Like, I'm, do you know what? It's like, for me, although like awkward situations and things like that aren't nice, at the same time, I don't think you feel alive if you're not in them. And like, it makes me feel alive. I'm sure Bobby can say the same. Like, although you don't want drama and that in your life, it does make you feel alive when there's something going on. Do you know what I mean? You could easily go and get a 9-to-5 and be boring, but we like a bit of, you know, something to make you feel alive.
And how were things after the date? Have you kept in contact with her? Did it reignite feelings? Are you back together?
Well, to be honest, you have to watch the show to find out.
I ain't got time for all that.
No, you will literally have to watch it to find out, because it's interesting. It ended. It's pretty dramatic. Strawberries went flying. That's all I say on the day.
Oh, it's going to be one to watch. Do you know what week your episode's on? Because it starts tomorrow, doesn't it?
Starts tomorrow. I don't actually know which one mine is yet. I haven't got a clue. I don't know how many episodes there are.
So obviously you kind of came into people's minds from Ibiza Weekend, and that was a little while ago now, wasn't it? What do you think, looking back at doing that show, and what was the experience like for you?
Yeah, again, I loved it, to be honest. Like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Not many people get to experience that. Obviously, they get to experience being a holiday rep, but doing it on TV, not so many people get to do. So, yeah, I loved it. And the things that have come off it as well, not even, like, big things, but just, like, things, the people you've met, the experiences you've had. Like, I loved it. Like, never regret it. And I think the thing is, although it is real life and it is reality, at the same time, it is just a bit of fun, and you have to take a pinch of salt. You got, if you're willing to take the positives from being on a TV show, you've got to accept that there's going to be some negatives as well. And I'm more than happy to take the positives, so I accept the negatives as well. So yeah, I loved it. Loved our Beef Weekender.
And you keep yourself busy with your influencing. Do you enjoy that?
I do, yeah. I enjoy it. Like I said, it's, you've got to make the most of stuff, do you know what I mean? And if you've got a platform, use it everywhere you can, do you know what I mean? Like there's I don't see any harm in every like girl I ever meet and that, and I'm like, put yourself out there on Instagram, do it. Like, it's so not easy, but it, especially with things like TikTok and that now, like you literally could like do things overnight and suddenly become an influencer. Like, put yourself out there if you're willing, like I said, to be able to accept some criticism. You're always going to have criticism whatever you do, like, but yeah, I love it.
Do you miss kind of the travel rep life though? I mean, I know it's probably not happening quite so much at the minute, what with COVID and all that, certainly not in the last year, but do you miss that life?
Do you know what, I miss it, but I couldn't do it now. Like I said, at the weekend we went to that Tully's Farm thing, and me and Jordan and that, and we got like drunk and that, and I was like, for even now I'm still struggling. I'm like, I don't know, in Ibiza, like, we do it night after night, like, and not like, and as you're getting older you enjoy it, but it's honestly, it's a struggle. So I miss it, but I wouldn't want to be still doing it, if that makes sense. It was a chapter of my life I really enjoyed, and I'm glad I've done it, but I'm looking for love now, do you know what I mean? But that is bloody hard work.
And what are your future hopes, like work-wise and things? Like, you're keeping busy as it is. You do a bit of the OnlyFans, didn't you?
I love the OnlyFans, yeah. I actually enjoy it, do you know what I mean? Like, it's stuff I used to do at night for free anyway, so now I'm getting paid for it. It's brilliant.
What kind of stuff do you put on your OnlyFans?
What don't I put on my OnlyFans? Do you know what a lot of it is, though, to be honest with you? Like, it's messaging people, because obviously people, Bobby will know, want to talk to you, and you have not got the time to sit there on Instagram every night and DM everyone back. Whereas if you've got a platform where they can pay for it to message you, that then becomes your work, and then you have to sit there messaging people, because it is nice messaging people. And I mean, people, I'm not talking even like sexual now, people generally just want to chat to you. So it is good in that sense. Like, I enjoy it. It becomes, you can actually reply to people because you're getting paid for it, which is obviously, we all need to earn a living. So.
And then when people are talking to you, do they put in a couple of requests sometimes?
Always get the request. You know, you sign on Friday night at 3 a.m. like.
Woo!
What's the number one request that you get?
Oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say stuff on here.
You can swear, you can say what you like.
You can say whatever you like.
The request you get is, can you do videos with Jordan? That's what they always want to say. I need permission for that and a few Ks in the bank. Otherwise, they just want personalised stuff. They want to, if you say their name, that's it. Do you know what I mean? They give you some money.
I mean, it's a great money spinner. You can't, I mean, if you've got it, flaunt it, you know what I mean?
Like, you know what, I say this though, I say, like, as a boy, it's very hard to make money doing that sort of stuff. But if you've been on telly and you've got the platform, why not milk it for what you can? Do you know what I mean? You're not going to be around forever. Like, and if you're not embarrassed about stuff, then, like I said, if I was embarrassed about things getting out there, then yeah, don't do it. But I couldn't care less, really. Do you know what I mean? When you've got a nice car and that, because of it, it's like,
yeah. Well, honestly, yeah, good for you. And I think that's the absolutely best way to approach it, because plenty of people are giving it away for free. You may as well make some money from it.
I used to, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening, Dino, and best of luck. Best of luck with your OnlyFans. I'll make sure to log on. What do you say, 3:15 in the morning?
With them requests.
Yeah. And good luck this week. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Take care, Bella. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much. See you later.
Bye. Could you do it, Bob?
Well, he's got a car off the back of it.
I know someone that bought a house. People, you can earn a lot of money doing OnlyFans.
There are a lot of people earning a lot of money.
Yeah. And here we are. Boris Church Mouses, for fuck's sake. Wait, what? I mean, I don't know what people are paid for me to just squeal at them in my irritating voice. I don't know.
I get us for free every Thursday evening.
Yeah.
In areas
yeah, sadly, I think there's minimal space to be on OnlyFans, but you never know. Maybe one day.
Absolutely, babes.
No, but good
say never, Stephen.
No, as I've learned from everyone that I've ever interviewed who's been on TOWIE, never say never. No, they never do anything.
It's so funny, isn't it, when you say it, because now I interview people, whether it's here or for the magazine, it's so funny the amount of people that say that, and I get why journalists are like, oh... We had a pair of times, so I said, never say never.
Honestly, some PR went round and obviously it just did the rounds to everyone in their media training interviews or whatever. But it was great to hear from Dino and great to hear about the show. Well, we've got your interview with Spence Matthews to play us out. So let's listen to him.
Here he is. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? I wasn't expecting to see you here today.
Really good, thank you. Really good. You're looking well, mate.
Thank you very much. As are you?
Oh, thank you very much. How have you been?
I'm very well, mate. Very well indeed.
You've been a busy lad, haven't you?
I have. The last 10 days or so have been pretty eventful.
Right, tell me all about it, because I've not heard much of it before, but I've been reading up on it.
What, are you the Marathon des Sables?
Yeah.
Well, it's deemed the toughest foot race on earth. It's 250 kilometers across 5 stages with a sit stage that doesn't count time-wise. So six days of running, essentially, in the Sahara Desert. We start just outside Ouarzazate. And essentially, it's on average, it's about a marathon a day with a double marathon on day 4. So day 4 is the longest day at 82.5 kilometers. There was about 770 people who started. About 55% of them did not finish. There was a death this year.
No.
Nine runners are still in comas. It was the hardest Marathon des Sables ever recorded this year because it was moved to October. Ordinarily, it's in April. But because of Corona, they weren't able to do it since 2019. So they did one in October, which they'll never do again because the temperatures reached 59 degrees. And it caused an awful lot of damage to quite a few people's health. So I will be forever in the only Marathon des Sables that happened in October. So I guess that's one positive to take from it.
That is a pretty full-on thing. How do you even train for something like that, Spence? Because that don't sound just physical. That's mental as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say actually overall, it's probably more a test of mental resilience than a physical one. Obviously, it's very physical, but you just need to listen to your body, really, and not push yourself too hard. It's a very long race, as you can imagine. You're there you're actually in the desert for over a week. You know, you're sleeping rough on the floor. In small pencil sleeping bags, you have to carry everything with you, all your food for the week. So when it comes to training for it, particularly if you live in London, which is ordinarily kind of cold, it's quite difficult to replicate the circumstances which you're faced with in the Sahara. So I guess you just get very comfortable with running long distance. Not drinking, of course, helps me. It's October, which means that, you know, a lot of people are taking part in sober October at the moment.
Yeah.
In my particular instance, completely abstaining from alcohol before an event such as this is key to your body's recovery and key to how hard you can push yourself. But yeah, it's as you quite rightly pointed out, it's you know, it's more of a kind of cathartic experience in that you, you know, you really feel like you hit rock bottom on a number of occasions throughout the week. And I guess it's just how you keep yourself in the race, you know, whether or not you leave or whether or not you stay, you know, you can pull the ripcord anytime you want. But obviously, with the many months of training and the hours that you put into it and the hours that you invest and stuff, you in an ideal world want to at least finish the race.
Absolutely. She mentioned sober for October. It's 3 years, isn't it, since you've given up drinking, Spencer?
That's not entirely true. So I was totally abstinent for about just under 2 years initially when I set up the business. The company has never really, the company stance has never really been one of total abstinence or complete sobriety. It's more a message of moderation and just being in control of your drinking and not drinking to excess. I myself moderated for a time after I was sober, and now have just made the decision that actually I prefer living life just completely without alcohol. So it hasn't always been, you know, as easy as just turning off the tap, you know, but currently I'm in a very good place with being completely abstinent and you know, really appreciate that in general, because I find that I live much healthier, better life, and I'm able to achieve goals such as the Marathon des Sables that I enjoy setting for myself.
I mean, you're looking good for it. What's been the feedback? Because I mean, gin kind of had a boom a few years back. I mean, I've always been a gin boy, but back in the day before it was even fashionable, and everyone was like, oh, it's an old girl's drink. And then it's kind of got to a point where you've got gin bars and you get every single flavour under the sun. And it's quite a unique taste, isn't it? So to be able to make an alcohol-free version that people could still put into a nice glass and feel like they're having a lovely drink,
yeah,
is like, how do you even think to start about doing that? Was this a decision that you thought about for a while?
Yeah, I mean, I always enjoyed drinking gin, you know, but back when my relationship with alcohol was unsustainable and unhealthy, I would drink a number of different spirits, but I've always liked gin. The reason we lead with gin in the UK with the non-alcoholic stuff is because it's as you've quite rightly pointed out, it's a really explosive gin market. You know, gin here is on the rise and has been for many years. And you know, it's actually, in terms of a production process, it's almost the most fun spirit to work with, given all the botanical drive and the juniper and the flavors that are associated with gin. If you take a gin compared to, say, a vodka, gin is far more potent and full of flavor. So when you know, if you're working with non-alcoholic liquids, as I've said, it's a more exciting and interesting recipe than, say, creating a non-alcoholic vodka. But you know, we're looking really to bridge that gap between desire and compromise. Desire being, I feel like a gin and tonic, but the compromise might be, I'll have a glass of sparkling water, or you know, I'll have a Diet Coke. There's a large compromise between the taste and flavor profile that you're actually looking for and what you end up drinking whilst you're looking to make a positive decision. So in the same way that Beyond Meat came along and we're able to replicate what actually feels and tastes like a cheeseburger, the compromise is so slight that veganism is now far more accepted by people who probably thought that they would never try a Beyond Meat burger, such as myself. You know, so it took a while for the product to actually catch up and be good enough for the consumer to be happy to try it. And that's kind of where we are with the gin. So, you know, for me, simple message for October, you know, if you do feel like you'd like to take a break from alcohol, definitely try Cleanco, because you may find that the compromise is so slight that you find it really easy to drink less.
Do you feel that people judge you, Spencer, if you don't have a drink on, say, a night out, or if you was out and about with friends, if you was to be having a sober night? Yeah. Is there still a judgment there from some people?
I think in my particular case that there isn't so much, but I can understand why there is a stigma surrounding people who don't drink, and there is pressure in the UK associated with drinking. You know, I think I've always had relatively strong willpower to decide whether or not I'm going to drink or not. But there were certainly many years where my arm was twisted. You know, I'd be saying to myself, I'm going to take a night off. And then all of a sudden your friends are going out. So you go out and you drink anyway. So yeah, I mean, wow, my wife's just walked in looking absolutely fabulous. Sorry, I was distracted from your poignant question.
No,
absolutely. Look, I just feel that nowadays in particular, I think it's really important. And actually, the younger generation are drinking less anyway. I think everything being documented on social media and people having an insight into your life. You know, if you choose to be on Instagram, people have an insight into your life. And I think people like to put their best foot forward. And that often is not being blind drunk. You know, back in the day, you know, when I used to go out every single night, it was often considered, you know, kind of cool to be the last person standing. Whereas now I think, you know, what's considered perhaps by the younger generation to be slightly cooler is being more active, sharing experiences that you can share online and really enjoy and remember. You know, remembering experiences is quite a big thing now. Whereas, yeah, as I said, you know, times have changed from before. But how's your drinking? Do you find yourself engaging in dry Jan or sober October?
Do you know what? I think it went one way or the other for people when we went into lockdown back in March last year. And I think a lot of people started drinking a lot more. I went the complete other way. For me, I didn't drink. I started training. For me, I wanted to use that time because I think a lot of people very rarely are our diaries that free, where you think, right, how often do we have that amount? Bearing in mind it was meant to only be 3 weeks in the beginning, wasn't it? I thought, I've never not worked for 3 weeks. So what can I do to use this time to feel like it's not wasted? So kind of looked at diet, started training, didn't drink. But I can see why a lot of people did and they turned to just eating out of boredom. And I think a lot of people's drinking is habitual. I think once people open a bottle of wine, they think, oh, I'll have one more. One more. But for me, I didn't really drink at all.
I noticed with delight your body transformation. It would appear regularly on my Instagram feed, your black and white boxing photos. I'm always a big fan of anyone who takes a kind of body transformation seriously, or in fact who kind of falls into a routine, a healthy routine that they prefer to their life, you know, their previous life. I think, not to get too deep, but you know, life is a very powerful thing. I think you can mold it however which way you wish. And you know, you appeared to be very proud of your achievement, which I thought was heartwarming.
Thank you. Do you know, for me, as well as obviously the body side and seeing a change is lovely, but for my mind, it's one of them. And I was never someone that trained bench. I was never someone that really went to the gym. Do you know what I mean? I had a membership, but I'd go and have a sauna and a steam room. And I kind of thought, for me, for that time I'm training, it was good for my anxiety, for my head. And it's more how it makes me feel than how it makes me look. And I kind of wish I'd started before, but what can you do? At least I've started now. But yeah, it's something that I definitely feel better for. Just ask you one last question, if that's okay. So we've seen, obviously, you've just smashed this amazing challenge. Would you ever do anything like a Bear Grylls or like a celebrity SAS?
Never say never, Bobby. It kind of depends. Obviously, I have children now, and I run a business. So you know, spending extended amounts of time away to film a television series may not be in line with my responsibilities. Never say never. I'm not overly interested in the SAS show, if I'm honest, but I'm a huge Bear Grylls fan. So who knows?
Oh, thank you for joining me. Send my love to your lovely wife. Last time I saw her, she was pregnant.
She's right behind you, actually, and sends her love.
Oh, bless her.
Bye,
yeah. Hello, bud. Take care. Stay safe, guys.
Cheers, Bobby. Thank you very much, mate. Cheers. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was great. How was he, Bob? Was he good to chat?
Joe, really, really good chat, and he's looking so well.
Well, he's like a sober, is he? All that he keeps like works out plenty. He's father now. He's just like, you know, very different to his old life.
Yeah, and he's just done that incredible challenge where he's done like 15,000 marathons in 6 days. And yeah, absolutely hats off to him.
Yeah, I mean, braver man than me. Not one I'll be doing anytime soon. Well, what have you got coming up this week, Bob? Anything exciting?
This week I've got a friend's birthday party at the weekend.
Lovely. You can shove your gob full of food at that as well.
Yeah, I probably will. I will stuff my face. Work and a party. And I don't know how long we've got. Oh, I was thinking Halloween, that's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm going as a cheerleader.
Are you? What, a dead one?
Just a cheerleader. I'll have just a little bit of blood coming my nose and my eye or something.
Got that bit of blood. What are you going to do? Little skirt, crop top?
Very, very short skirt. Yeah. I've already got it ordered. And it's already been delivered. We'll talk about this next week. Maybe I'll give you a sneak preview.
Absolutely. So Stephen's going to be slutting it right up.
I really am. I need to buy brand new underwear because it's all going to be on show. So
if you can't do it on the 31st of October, when can you?
I want to live that Mean Girls fantasy. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like you're a slut on Halloween. That's just how it is. Pretty much the same as you. Actually, I have another birthday party to go to with my oldest friend, Kat.
Old as in age, or old as
in... No, is she? I've known her since I was four. I've known her since I was four, and we've been friends ever since. And she lives in South London, and we are going out in London Bridge on Saturday night. So looking forward to that.
Oh, lovely!
Bit of rowing. I've got a bit of work to do this weekend. So yeah, busy one. All good. Yeah, busy boy. Best be busy. Keeps your mind occupied.
Absolutely, babes, doesn't it? Got to be done.
Until next week, everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.